Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to a packed Pfizer forum last night as her party held its convention in Chicago. It was her fourth visit to Wisconsin in the last month. It's Wednesday, August 21st. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Republicans J.D. Vance and Eric Hovde campaign in Kenosha. A recall effort falls short in Milwaukee. And from Wisconsin Life, we visit a fishing camp for young people in Lac des Flambeaux. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Milwaukee took the center stage of the second night of Chicago's Democratic National Convention yesterday. As Evan Casey reports, that's because Vice President Kamala Harris and her VP nominee, Tim Walz, held a rally inside Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee.
Organizers for the Harris-Walz campaign said over 15,000 packed into the arena. Supporters watched a live feed of the DNC in Chicago before Harris took to the stage in Milwaukee.
This is a people-powered campaign. And together, we will chart a new way forward.
Mina Raj was inside the event with her young son, Ezra. She says she works downtown, heard the rally was coming, and felt like she had to be a part of it.
I want Ezra to grow up in a world where he can be whoever he wants to be and is safe to be whoever he wants to be.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was also campaigning in Wisconsin yesterday with a stop in Kenosha. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde joined vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance in Kenosha yesterday. They spoke about crime and public safety ahead of Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Milwaukee. Hovde said he, former President Donald Trump, and Vance support law enforcement, while Harris has voiced support in the past for the movement to defund the police.
We all want to live in safe communities. And you could not get a more distinct difference between these two sides.
Vance's appearance was his third stop in Wisconsin in 3 weeks. Harris's rally was her fourth visit to the state since President Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race. The group attempting to recall four Milwaukee Public Schools board members fell thousands of signatures short. Corrine Hess reports on the group's efforts.
The MPS School Board Recall Collaborative submitted just under 30,000 signatures to the Milwaukee Elections Commission on August 12th. That's less than half of what was needed to recall the school board members. The group's efforts were launched in July, following several tumultuous weeks for the school district. That included the resignation of the superintendent. Missy Zambor was one of the school board members targeted. She says the recall group is made up of people involved in private schools.
I believe that the city of Milwaukee voters want school board members that believe in public schools. I think they want school board members who are going to build the district up and not tear it down.
MPS School Board Recall Collaborative members did not respond to requests for comment. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democrats are asking the state Supreme Court to step in to prevent a Green Party candidate from appearing on Wisconsin ballots. Sarah Lear has more on the battle for ballot access in a state known for its razor-thin election margins.
This week, the Democratic National Committee filed what's known as a petition for original action. It asked the state Supreme Court to intervene by ordering the Wisconsin Elections Commission to block Jill Stein from November's ballot. The petition argues the Green Party is legally barred from fielding a presidential candidate because the Greens don't have any statewide office holders or state legislative candidates who are qualified to nominate presidential electors. But Jason Call of the Stein campaign called those legal arguments meritless.
This is a completely frivolous lawsuit intended to waste our time and resources.
Call says the campaign will fight to keep Stein on the ballot. DNC representatives did not respond to a request for comment. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, in northern Wisconsin, a fishing camp for tribal youth aims to instill an appreciation for traditions. More on that story is coming up after this break.
Be fully awake to your day with Wisconsin Today.
Hi, I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Kate Archer Kent.
Wisconsin Today is a great chance to bring people around the state together and realize we kind of all share the same neighborhood, even though we don't see each other.
And also attending to the news of the day in our state through that lens and understanding the world around us. That's really what I love about Wisconsin Today.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about fishing.
The Lac des Flambeaux tribe got its name from French traders who observed tribal members harvesting fish from canoes at night by torchlight. More than 200 years later, the Lake Superior Band is trying to keep such traditions alive by holding camps that teach tribal youth how to fish. WPR's Danielle Kading tagged along with dozens of kids taking part, some of whom were picking up a pole for their first time.
Tribal youth, parents, and officials meet up at the Lac des Flambeaux campground before they load up their boats and head out on Flambeau Lake. The group gathers together for a prayer and several drum songs. Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson Sr. says they hold camps like this to teach kids what they learned when they were young.
We wanted to bring back those cultural activities for these youth so they can pass them on to their grandchildren.
Each person is given some tobacco, or a sema in Ojibwe. They throw it into the water and give thanks to the Creator. Then officials give instructions on boating safety before listing off kids' names as each one grabs bait and a fishing pole.
Ryan, grab a pole and lure.
With their gear in hand, kids of all ages walk to the boats and don life jackets before tribal members and elders guide them out on the water. Fishing instructor Kenny Jack says members of Lac des Flambeaux have been harvesting fish for hundreds of years. He says there's nothing he'd rather do than get kids out on the water.
I love it. I mean, you know, this is what should be going on with the kids instead of the kids sitting home with a cell phone.
While their fishing gear or methods may have changed over time, Jack says it's important to keep youth tied to their culture. He took 13-year-old Barrett Siskowski and 9-year-old Jonah Johnson out on Lake Pokegama.
Almost caught a monster one.
That's Barrett Siskowski. He had a 15-inch crappie on the line, but it got away. Siskowski says it's important to take part in the tribe's traditions.
It's like important to us because we get to practice our rights and show other. We're not just people who just like to fish. We're like people who fish for tradition and life.
He says he doesn't often have the opportunity to get out on the water, and 14-year-old Elliot Brownrigg Johnson says that's the case for a lot of kids in Lac des Flambeaux. He says he's grateful that his grandfather taught him how to hunt and fish.
And I just hope in the future that these kids will do the same thing. That's why we need people now, or kids now, to learn this stuff so that we have people like later on in years, we teach younger kids how to do it so they know it, and then they keep on going on and on.
John Johnson's 7-year-old granddaughter, Janae, says she just loves catching fish and reeling one in.
It's still on. That's a big monster. A monster.
Even so, she says she's learning a lot from the camp.
They like how to cast, how to reel it in, and like how to clean it.
After reeling in her fair share of small bass, she and Johnson make their way back to the campground. A group of kids is gathered around a table there, scaling and cleaning the catch of the day. 14-year-old Josh Randall Schumann is cutting the head off a fish.
It's good they're teaching things that people may not have been taught.
Lac des Flambeaux tribal member Jeffrey Bauman says he and others didn't have that opportunity when they were growing up.
We just had to learn that from older people on kind of one-on-one, you know, rather than in the camps. So these are good.
Once the kids finish cleaning bluegills and crappies, Bauman coats them in flour and other seasonings before frying them for a feast. When it's ready, elders like Tom Molson Sr. are the first to get a taste.
Delicious, like always.
Johnson says anything left over is used in tribal ceremonies or given to elders in the community.
You know, there's a lot of need in our community, so it might look like we take a lot, but in all reality, you're feeding other families.
He says they just want to teach kids how to take care of their community for future generations.
WPR's Danielle Kading brought us that story on learning to fish. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that's today's podcast for this Wednesday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. We'll talk again soon. Have a great day. Take care.